We welcome to the Gospel Spotlight, Christine Holloway. Chris?
Yes.
How are you?
Yes. I'm well. How are you?
Doing well myself. First of all, what do you mean by, is it called Gospop?
Well, that's the actual name that the origin that we came from. It was what we how we actually mixed it to make gospel music. We said we add a little bit of gospel and a little bit of pop, so we created the genre Gospop. That's what we did with that name. That's how it kind of came about.
Okay, would you say your music is sort of a happy, friendly type of music?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely, my music is very friendly, very happy. It's more so out of everything inspirational, encouraging. That's where my it comes from.
It's only you.
Mm-hmm.
I like that. I mean, it's nice. It got that nice groove, and you got that happy flowing sound. Let's talk about that. Tell us about that song.
Okay. I actually recorded that song in 2010, and it was the funny thing about it is that that song was actually going to Faith Evans, and I was just referencing the song. And then when they heard me sing it, some members of my team at the time, they was like, oh, no, I think this should be your song because you sound really, really good on the song. And so we just kept it. But that song was really something really fun. Just letting God, it's only you that gives me the life, gives me the strength, to go on, to be what I want, to get me to where I want to go. It's only God. And so we decided to say, it's only you.
Another song, I believe It's You.
It's You. Yeah, I know. Right? It's Only You. And then It's You. Yeah, It's mm-hmm. You. That was with Canton Jones.
Mm-hmm.
And again, that was we recorded that back in 2011. And I had the honor of having Canton Jones on the record with me. It was really awesome.
Now, we come up till today. What is Christina Holloway doing today?
Okay. Well, I have a new single out called Faith on a Thousand. Basically, it's the song just letting everyone, when your faith is low, you have to say, God, the faith is on a thousand, meaning big faith, enormous faith. In the Bible, it speaks about having faith the size of a mustard seed. And, as a mustard seed is very small. So in this way, I'm just telling everyone to have big faith, no matter what the situation is, no matter what the circumstances are. You having faith that God will, of course, bring you to those circumstances. You having faith for things that you want in your life. You having faith for the good or the bad, whatever it might be. And I just am here just as a voice just to encourage everyone just to keep the faith at the thousand, let them know that you're going to conquer it. God is going to bless you to have the things that you want. So, that's where I came from.
To piggyback off of what you've said about having that faith, being a recording artist, do you have to have that type of faith?
Honestly, I think you do, especially in this music industry, because you're coming up against people that might be better than you. You're coming up against people that might have more clout than you, might have whatever it is. So I think absolutely you have to have the faith. You have to have the faith within yourself to even conquer it, to go through what you want to go through, especially with you being an artist in this music industry. A lot of the times people begin to become getting discouraged or they want to give up. And that's actually part of my testimony when I didn't want to do this anymore because I became intimidated and I became fearful. And I didn't know if this is what I wanted to do, but I know that God chose me and I know that what he gave me, he didn't give anyone else. Everyone has a gift, So at the end of the day, you have to have faith no matter what the circumstances. And even any genre, you have to have faith. They might not call it faith, but at the end of the day, it is called faith, So, yeah.
Our guest, Christina Holloway. Christina.
Yes.
How would you describe your music ministry?
My music ministry is... It's somewhat, I want to say, different because I'm not just about just singing. I'm about wanting to save souls. I'm about wanting to spread the gospel. I might not do it like everyone else does it, but mine is a little different. I want to, of course, share my testimony with different people that might not have known what had happened with me. And I like to draw people in, especially young people, because I have a heart for young people, especially young women. And by giving them my testimony and I'm being very, transparent within my life, my ministry is a little different for me because I want to be able to reach different people in all walks of life, not just in the church, out of the church. You know, sometimes people just become so conformed with just the church because that's all that they know. But it's people that's outside of the church that doesn't know it. We in the church, we know what we're supposed to do. It's up to us to actually lead the way. You know, so I want to be that one that asking God to make me an example so that I can go out there and I can be able to reach the masses through the way that he gave it to me. You know, so that's how my ministry is different.
Do you like doing music videos? Because it seems like you're a natural for that.
You know, it's so funny. I think so. I really like it. I really do. I do. I enjoy it. I do because, it's, you know, I love to be in front of people. I love to make people feel personable. I love to entertain people. So absolutely, I love to engage people, you know. So that's one of the, I think, qualities that God has blessed me with. So, yes, absolutely. I love to do that. Like, that's one of the things I actually like doing. So it's just a great thing that God gave me a voice so I can actually have the best of both, you know. So pretty cool.
Cool. Speaking of cool.
Yeah.
You ever mentioned that God is cool? Not only omnipotent, but he's cool?
Absolutely. God is cool. Absolutely. Yes, he is. God is a funny God as well. But God is a cool God. God, it's great to be saved. You know, sometimes people, when different people see, oh, you're saved and you can't do this. Yeah, there's certain things that we can't do, but there's other things that we can do. You know, just because we're saved doesn't mean we can't like go out. We can listen to other types of music. Yes, we can, because God has blessed us to where we can listen to other types of music. As long as you are always making a statement of what you believe and you're not changing what, you know, your thoughts are, and you're always being that leader that you are to bring people into the gospel and bring people into Christ. Absolutely. You know, I can listen to your music and then you can listen to my music and I can tell you why my music will be able to bless you and bring you out of what it is that you might be going through. You know, so you never know.
The greatest love story ever told. Let's talk about that.
Okay.
What kind of experience was that for you?
That was a lot of fun. I actually got approached by CCC. I don't know if the actual lady still works there, but her name was Carol England. And she had asked me if I can do the play that they were having. And I had auditioned for it, and they picked me, and I was there for the entire week. And I met such great people. I met, Anna Marie Hartford, Clifton Davis, Tatiana Ali, there's so many different people that I had met there, Miguel Nunez, and I was able to be in the play, even with the guy from Temptations. He actually passed a few years ago, but I was there with him, and just actually be in that play with everyone, you know, at the Beacon Theater every night, you know, we were rehearsing, and then we would go put the play on, and backstage we'll be laughing at different things that would happen. You know, it was just a really, really awesome time. I'm so excited, and the funny thing about it is that I just got asked audition for another play, so I'm really grateful to God. That's one of the other talents that I have as well. I like to act.
You did a little background singing as well.
I did a little background singing. I did for Little Mo. It was a secular artist named Little Mo. I did background singing for her. I did some background singing for John Cook, who actually came out of CCC. I did some singing for Pastor Jay Nixon, who's actually known within the Queens, like New York area. So yeah, but then like I said, in 2007, maybe 2008, that's when I started to say, hey, I think I want to do this on my own. And, you know, that's how God just started blessing me.
When you wanted to do it on your own, were you a little nervous when you first started to do it on your own, to step out front?
Yes. Absolutely was, because I would be a background singer all day. I would be in the background, like, but then every time I kept being in the background, everyone always was pushing me to be the front. And I'm like, oh, okay, fine. Rather with me leading out praise and worship or singing on the choir, whatever it was, you know, I was always pushed out to the front. And I'm like, well, God, is this what you want me to do? If this is what you want me to do, you know what? How about this? You send the right people in my life, and if that's what you want me to do, then let's go ahead and do it. And that's exactly what happened. He started sending the right people in my life, and then the doors just started to open. And I still am very much so shy. Not many people know that I'm really, really shy. But then once I, you know, get up there and I start singing, everything kind of just goes away.
Wow. You really don't sound like you're shy to me, Christina.
No, I don't.
No.
Okay, that's because I'm not in front of you. But the moment I'm in front of you, you're gonna be like, "This is the same girl." You're like, Christina.
Oh wow. Christina, I'll tell you. Let's talk about some charitable organizations that you partner with, like Watch for Eyes and also AIDS Awareness Campaign. Tell us about that.
I was a part of an awareness company called Watch for Eyes. They actually were just within the community. They wanted just to bring some awareness to, you know, HIV and as far as like with the young people that was contracting it. And I was able to link up with the director of it. And so now, you know, I was actually doing that. So actually presently now I'm getting more involved with like the Alzheimer's organization and stuff, because bringing awareness to that, because I actually am dealing with that with my grandfather who suffers from Alzheimer's. So that's one awareness, you know, that I really want to be a part of and be heavily involved with, even with like different single mothers, because I'm a mom, you know, so I know what it is like, you know, but thank God I have support around me, but not everybody is as blessed, or not say as blessed, but not everyone has that same type of opportunities as I might have had, you know. So that's one thing I definitely want to do is, you know, help mothers and, you know, going to different nursing homes and even in different shelters with children and stuff like that. So I'm getting more involved in that now.
Where can we find your music, social media wise?
Okay, you can find my music on iTunes, on social media. On my Instagram is Christina Holloway, Christina with a K, Holloway, H-A. You could also look at my website, www.christinaholloway.com, or you can even go to my Facebook page, Christina Holloway. I have a Reverb Nation page as well, which is Christina Holloway. So those are all, actually my Twitter is at Tina Sings. So those are all the social media outlets that you can find me on.
Okay. Tina, you are also a PK.
I am.
I almost forgot to ask you that question.
Oh, you did. You just had to remember that, huh?
Yes. Wow. How is it being a PK? Because everybody, you know, you know the rap on being a PK.
Yeah. Oh, brother, here we go. They're the worst in the church. Whatever. You know what it is, honestly, because they do kind of put you on a pedestal because of what your father is or what your mother is, and they just say that, oh, yeah, you have to live it by them. Not necessarily. We're all human. We all mess up, you know, so that's why God has given us grace and mercy so that we'll be able to get through, you know, whatever it is. And so, but honestly, it's okay. I'm excited, you know, that my dad is a pastor and he's able to spread the gospel, and I'm even able to help him out, you know, by connecting him to people and even blessing him to get on different platforms to spread, you know, the gospel of God and stuff. But, you know, it's okay. Like, my dad is not one of those guys, those pastors that wears a collar every day or has a Bible in, like, his back pocket. Like, my father's not like that. He's one of the most coolest guys ever. He still listens to Earth, Wind, and Fire.
Hey.
He loves Stephanie Mills. He actually went to go see Stephanie Mills and some band. I forgot some group. I don't even know the name of the group. He always gets me because I don't know the name of it. He's like one of the old school guys that you would ever meet, but he loves the Lord. You know, you would never even know he's a pastor, you know, but not in a bad way.
Right.
We don't want to correct that, you know. But it's cool. I have a brother, you know, and with my parents, they've been married for like 37 years. So, you know, we've been in the church, raised in the church, and that's what I'm doing with my son now, you know. So it's pretty cool. It's good. I'm happy, you know, that my dad is a pastor, and I'm happy that I was never one of those kids that shied away from that. I was never one of those kids that didn't want my friends to know that I went to church. I was always the one like, hey, come to church with me. You know, so, yeah, that's it.
Wow. Our guest, Christina Holloway. Christina sings. Christina can sing as well. Yes, she can.
Amen. For God be the glory.
Hey, Christina, once again, what is the name of your song again?
Yes, my single is Faith on a Thousand. Faith on a Thousand, which can be purchased on iTunes or any other music media outlet.
Christina, it has been a pleasure. Yes. I have enjoyed
Thank
it.
Thank you.
And
I've enjoyed it too. Thank you so much, AJ. Thank you so much for even giving me the time. Thank you for that.
You are so welcome. And may God continue to bless you, your ministry, and everything you put your hands on.
Amen. Same to you. And likewise, thank you very much. You have a blessed evening.
You too. It's our guest, Christina Holloway, inside of the Gospel Spotlight.